At the United Nations today, the United States failed in a bid to renegotiate an international anti-torture plan. U.S. officials wanted to reopen debate on the plan. They say it's unacceptable because it would allow international monitors to make snap inspections at U.S. prisons and at the detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where suspected terrorists are being held. But the U.S. couldn't win enough support, and today the move was defeated by a vote of nearly 2-1. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is following the story, and she joins us now. First of all, Mary Louise, why would the U.S. be anxious about allowing outside inspectors into U.S. prisons?
Well, the U.S. actually has a number of objections to this. What this plan would actually do is supplement the existing Convention on Torture. That was the one passed in the late 1980s. The U.S. has ratified it, signed on that, so that stays. This new plan would help enforce it by having these inspections. And U.S. officials confirmed to me today that they're worried about states' rights. They're worried that individual state governments wouldn't be able to say no to these inspections, that that might therefore violate the U.S. Constitution. They also have procedural concerns. And the biggie is Guantanamo Bay. The U.S. is not crazy about the idea of international monitors peeking in and without the U.S. having a say-so. U.S. officials are particularly sensitive after this big outcry earlier this year when photos were released that showed detainees handcuffed and blindfolded at Guantanamo Bay.
Did many other countries support the U.S. position on this?
A few did. The vote was 29-15 to defeat the U.S. bid, so the majority obviously wanted this to pass. That includes European allies, many African countries, Costa Rica. Costa Rica is the sponsor. Mexico has championed it. So what we saw today at the U.N. was another example of this U.S. sort of go-it-alone approach. It goes without saying. This is the latest in a string of decisions, really, that's put the U.S. at odds with its allies, the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. Then there was more recently the standoff over the treaty to create an international criminal court, to name just two.
So what happens now? How will the U.S. respond to this?
Well, the anti-torture plan will go on to the UN General Assembly for a vote later this year, and that will be really interesting to see what the U.S. does there. Just after today's vote, U.S. officials told me they are not done with this issue. They're considering a range of options. They remain committed to the broader Convention on Torture, and they say they really want to find a way to make this plan work for U.S. interests.
Thanks, Mary Louise.
You're welcome, John.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.